जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंदगोपालकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास। सो वी आर रीडिंग फोर्थ कैंटो 31st chapter, text number 4 to 6. So, fourth verse is in the verse, in the board. Tamagatam tu uttaya pranipatyabhinandyacha pujayitva yatadesham sukasinam atabruvan tamagatam ta uttaya pranipatyabhinandyacha pujayitva yatadesham sukasinam atabruvan tamagatam ta uttaya pranipatyabhinandyacha pujayitva yatadesham sukasinam atabruvan tamagatam ta uttaya pranipatyabhinandyacha pujayitva yathadesham sukhasinam atabruvan tamagatam ta uttaya pranipatyabhinandyacha pujayitva yathadesham sukhasinam atabruvan tamagatam ta uttaya pranipatya abhinandyacha pujayitva yathadesham sukhasinam atabruvan. Word to word meaning and translation by His Divine Grace Srila S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Tam, to him. Agatam, appeared. Te, all the prachetas. Uttaya, after getting up. Pranipatya, offering obeisances. Abhinandya, offering welcome. Cha, also pujayitva, worshipping. Yatha adesham, according to regulative principles. Sukhasinam, comfortably situated. Ata, thus, abruvan, they said. Translation. As soon as the Pracheta saw that the great sage Narada had appeared, they immediately got up, even from their asanas. As required, they immediately offered obeisances and worshipped him. And when they saw that Narada Muni was properly seated, they began to ask him questions. Purport. It is significant that all the prachetas were engaged in practicing yoga to concentrate their minds on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will read the next two verses also. Prachetas, all the prachetas began to address the great sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahmana, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By the travelling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your travelling is like the sun's. For you, drive away all kinds of fear. Purport. Because of the night's darkness, everyone is afraid of rogues and thieves, especially in great cities. People are often afraid to go out on the streets, and we understand that even in a great city like New York, people do not like to go out at night. More or less, when it is night, everyone is afraid, either in the city or in the village. However, as soon as the sun rises, everyone is relieved. Similarly, this material world is dark by nature. Everyone is afraid of danger at every moment. And when one sees a devotee like Narada, all fear is relieved. Just as the sun disperses darkness, the appearance of a great sage like Narada disperses ignorance. When one meets Narada or his representative, a spiritual master, one is freed from all anxiety brought about by ignorance. Sixth verse translation. O Master, we may inform you that because of our being overly attached to family affairs, we almost forgot the instructions we received from Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. Purport. Remaining in the family life is a kind of concession for sense enjoyment. One should know that sense enjoyment is not required, but one has to accept sense enjoyment in as much as one has to live. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamasya Nendriya Preeti. One has to become a Goswami and control his senses. One should not simply use his senses for sense gratification. Rather, the senses should be employed just as much as required for maintaining body and soul together. Srila Rupa Goswami recommends Anasaktasya Vishayan Yataharam Upayunjataha. One should not be attached to sense objects, but should accept sense enjoyment as much as required and no more. If one wishes to enjoy the senses more than required, he becomes attached to family life, which means bondage. All the prachetas admitted their fault in remaining in household life. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarobhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are discussing from 4th canto 31st chapter where the episode of Prachetas are being discussed. So here in this purports, in this translations, we are seeing that Prachetas, while they are ruling, so after ruling for many, many years, they have retired and they went to forest, and there they are again performing austerities. So at that time, so Narada Muni has come. So they are, Prachetas are receiving the Narada Muni. And since Narada Muni is very advanced, like very dear devotee of the Lord, they were all very much enlivened, and they are like addressing Narada Muni and welcoming Narada Muni that it is our very great fortune that we are able to receive you. And just like when people, when they are afraid in the night time, when the sun arises, it drives away all the fear. And also like in winters we feel a lot of cold, and we are waiting when will sun will arrive and when we'll get heat. So sun brings light and brings knowledge. So similarly, when devotees approach us, they will also drive away all kinds of fear. So that's what he is mentioning. And they are saying that previously, Lord Shiva, we have got the darshan of Lord Shiva and we have obtained the darshan of Lord Vishnu. But as the due course of time, we are very much attached to family life and we forgot their instructions. So please again instruct us so that we may get delivered from this material world. So like that they are imploring Narada Muni to give knowledge. So these Prachetas, if you see their history, so like these, like Prachetas, previously there is a king, Prachinabarhi, who is ruling, he is coming in the line of Dhruva Maharaj, and he is ruling. So he sent his sons, he has like ten sons, Prachetas, he sent him to do tapasya to please the Lord. And he was ruling. So that time Narada Muni has come and delivered Prachinabarhi by giving some allegorical story, Puranjanopakhayana. So that is being discussed for several chapters previously. So these Prachetas, they are all the 10 sons of this Prachinabarhi. So that Prachinabarhi, he was very much enlightened by Narada Muni, and he immediately took to devotional service. And he left his kingdom and went to perform devotional service in the forest. These Prachetas, so the Maitreya Muni is narrating this to Vidura. So Vidura has asked, what happened to these Prachetas? So that time, the Prachetas history is narrated in the previous chapter, where they went to perform tapasya. So initially when they went to perform tapasya, so that time, they attained the, like, because Lord Shiva, they are went to perform to please the Supreme Lord Vishnu. So that's why Lord Shiva, he was very much pleased because he is going to worship Lord Vishnu, and he comes and he came and delivered several instructions to Prachetas. So that's why Prachetas are mentioning now to Narada Muni that we forgot the instructions given by Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. So in his instructions, Lord Shiva, essentially his instructions, the summary is that you should perform devotional service to Lord Vishnu, who is governing all this material world through various aspects. And you should also seek association of devotees, and you should meditate on the supremely wonderful form of Lord Vishnu. And he describes the wonderful form of Lord Vishnu, and he elaborates, and you should take shelter, associate with the devotees. So like that he gave elaborate instructions. So and they went into water and they started performing tapasya in the water. So that time Narada Muni has come and delivered Prachin Barhi. So again Vidura is asking what happened to them while after they are doing tapasya, after hearing Lord Shiva's instructions. So again, so for then, the Vidura, Maitreya Muni has started narrating that they underwent tapasya as instructed by Lord Shiva. They started reciting that Rudra Gita. So that Rudra Gita, that essential instructions, as mentioned, it is all prayers to Lord Vishnu, meditating upon Lord Vishnu. So as instructed there, they all meditated. So seeing that their meditation, the Lord was very much pleased, Lord Vishnu. So even Rudra, because it is given by Lord Shiva, which is very much, Lord is very much inclined to him. So 10,000 years they performed their tapasya in that way, in that time, Satyuga. So the Lord has mercifully appeared with his eight arms. And the first instructions that he has given, this is like very much we can relate. We need to understand this. So the Lord has come and he told that, I am very much pleased with you. Therefore, you ask some benediction. Varam vrinidvam badram vo yuyam me nupanandanaha sauhartena apritak dharmaha tushtoham sauhrudena vaha. I am very much pleased with you, O Prachetas. Therefore, please ask me a benediction. So, why I am pleased? He is stating that I am pleased because sauhartena apritak dharma. Because you are all very much friendly to each other. So Lord is very much appreciating the quality of prachetas, how they are friendly towards each other, and at the same time, apritak dharma. You don't have different engagement. You have only one engagement, that is devotional service. So therefore, I am very much pleased with you. So therefore, you ask a benediction from me. So, this is the unique nature of prachetas, that they are all intimately related with each other in a friendly manner and performing devotional service. So, this is what we want to learn from prachetas. And especially Lord even mentions in the next shloka that anyone whoever remembers you in the morning and in the evening, they will also develop their friendly relationship with each other. So that's how Lord is giving importance to these prachetas. That means they are so friendly with each other and performing devotional service. And so Lord is so pleased that anyone who even remembers them, they will become friendly with each other. So that means what? So like remembering them, prachetas means we appreciate that. How devotees, even though they may have different understandings, how they are cooperating with each other. So that's what, and performing devotional service to each other. So that's what he is appreciating. So in the purport also, Prabhupada writes that everyone of these prachetas, these 10 sons are there. So that means everyone have different names. They are called as prachetas because they are sons of Prachin Barshi. But everyone will have their own names and their own individuality they will have. So, but they are all united for the purpose of serving the Lord. And Prabhupada is writing that the unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. So that is the real unity when everyone with the single purpose of serving the Lord, coming together, that is the real unity, he is saying. And in the material world, such unity is not possible. So generally, that kind of unity where people coming together and serving the Lord, so in general, it is very difficult to unite all the people. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. So because if everyone has their own interests, it is very difficult to unite together. So therefore, they will have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, All the nations have their particular national ambitions and consequently they cannot be united. So Prabhupada always gives example, even in West, in United Nations, he gives that so many people are coming and year by year the flags in the United Nations are increasing. What is meant by the flags increasing? That means more countries are becoming divided. So, and they are always having so many strong opinions which will have differences. So therefore it is very difficult to unite. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. So Prabhupada is mentioning that even in devotees practicing Krishna consciousness, there also there are difference of opinions, and there also sometimes it may appear they are also disunited. So this is because they are having different opinions, and also one more he is giving, that leaning toward material things. So they, it's like if people, although they may be practicing Krishna consciousness, if they have some kind of material identifications, still there that disunity or difference of opinion may arise. Or even if, or in general also there may be difference of opinion. But he is writing that actually in Krishna consciousness there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. So devotees, when they present some difference of opinion, so that difference of opinion is coming from either, maybe they may be coming from material tendencies which they may be carrying from their previous opinion, or it may also be Krishna consciousness. Both want to serve Krishna, but the way is that one want to serve Krishna in one particular way and another devotee may want to serve in different particular way. So there may be two options, but Prabhupada is writing that since both are wanting to serve Krishna, so there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, that is to serve Krishna to one's best ability. So if there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. So definitely in the course of service, because everyone has their own ways of serving, so there will be difference of opinions that will arise. But since everyone's aim is to serve Krishna, that disagreements should be taken as spiritual. So therefore those who are engaged in the service of Supreme Lord cannot be disunited in any circumstance. So therefore, although Maharaj also says that there may be difference of opinions, Guru Maharaj, he says that there may be difference of opinions because in the course there will be difference of opinions, but one should have respect for other devotees' perspectives, and there should not be unity. Disunity based on difference of perspective from other devotees. So one should respect, evaluate, and together they should come to some conclusion. So like that their directions are given. So therefore disunity is never encouraged. Difference of opinions may be there, but that should not lead to disunity. They should be combined together and progress together. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. So, and we can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachinivarshisar. So, Lord is very much pleased with someone is very much cooperating and working together. And when devotees are appreciating each other, they are loving each other, so that time the Lord is very much pleased. So this is the theme in Bhagavatam, like again and again it will comes, that when we are trying to love the Lord, we are trying to develop bhakti towards the Lord, so that bhakti will ultimately will be developed by having love towards his devotees. So from in the Kanishta stage, one will only respect the Lord, but will ignore other devotees. So he doesn't have much respect for other living entities or other devotees. But as devotees, one progresses towards Madhyamadhikari, he is like Ishvare tad adineshu balisheshu prema maitri krupa apeksha. You should develop love towards Ishvara and maitri, friendly relations towards his devotees. So that is how one can test how he is advancing. So if one is like if he is seeing other devotees and is he developing friendly relationship with them, so then he is advancing. On the other hand, if he sees other devotees and he is like feeling envy or feeling like other bad tendencies towards them, so that means he is not actually progressing. He needs to evaluate where he is going. So like especially the envy, if some other devotee who also has like similarly practiced with us, and like we may consider him equal, but for example he progresses in devotional service very fastly and everyone is appreciating that person, so that time what is our attitude? Is are we feeling happy in our hearts, or are we feeling envy? Oh, he is also like me, but how he has progressed so fast. So those feelings we need to evaluate. If we are feeling envy, so that means like we are not actually developing that friendliness towards. So friendliness towards means not having envy and having real love means we should appreciate that devotee, we should love even if he progresses very much, or if he is not progressing, we will pray for the Lord for his progress. And even if he exhibits so many wonderful qualities and everyone is appreciating him, we pray to the Lord for his further progress. So we should never, like that is what Guru Maharaj once in one lecture, he is saying that, like our praying for other devotees, it should not be conditional. That means, oh, if someone is like not performing nicely, then we pray. And if someone is very much advanced, so that time we, like if we are feeling envy and not praying, so that is not actual friendliness. Actual friendliness means we are praying for them that they should even go beyond our, means there should not be envy. They may progress, they will progress even more than us. They will exhibit more Vaishnava qualities more than us. So like that our attitude. So that means there we are like appreciating them, developing friendly relations. Actually, when we have this mentality only, actually we can develop friendly relationship with other devotees. Otherwise, that envy will come and we will not actually appreciate other devotee, and we will not be able to develop those friendly relationships. So that means, like we genuinely become well-wishers for other devotees. So that time, and at the same time, other devotees also genuinely become well-wishing for all others and towards us. So that's where that bondage will come. So we are appreciating them, they are appreciating them, not having any ulterior motives. So that's where the deep relationships will develop with anyone also. So that's what, how we can try to imbibe these qualities by remembering prachetas and try to please the Lord with all these, developing these qualities and developing intimate relationship with these devotees. And even like Kapila Muni, when when he is narrating about devotional service in the Kapila to Mother Devahuti, while explaining devotional service, he gives that he gives the different types of devotional activities like Sattvaguna people, they perform devotional service to remove all their karma and attain liberation. Rajoguna people, they perform, not Rajoguna people, who are whose intention is to attain some desires, they are like practicing bhakti in Rajoguna. So they want to satisfy their desires by performing bhakti. And Tamoguni people, they perform bhakti in order to harm others. So, but pure devotees, their intention is to serve the Lord and please the Lord. So that is their only intention. So after mentioning that, Kapiladev, what is this sadhaka they needs to practice? So give list of items that he needs to practice. So after giving that sadhana bhakti, the items, Kapiladev, he mentions that, but the greatest obstacle a sadhaka may face in practicing this bhakti is offense. So that offense will come by committing, by seeing other devotees or other living entities and making them, like distinguishing between other devotees, other living entities and committing offense. So therefore, Kapiladev says that if you are worshipping the Lord and you are not giving respect to other living entities or other devotees, so then that worship is actually it's like he says that basmani eva, like he says that pouring ghee on the ashes. So that means we are performing some yajna and we collected lot of ghee. So ghee, if you pour on the fire, that will increase, but if we pour on the ashes, that will not serve any purpose, right? So he is saying that we are worshipping the Lord's form, deity's form, but at the same time, if you are offending other living entities and devotees, so that is like pouring this ash in the, pouring this ghee on the ashes. So he's like very much cautioning all his devotees. He's like, as a friend, father, he instructs his son, Kapiladev, out of his great, mercy towards his devotees, in order to save his devotees from offenses, he is instructing that if you are worshipping me in my vigraha form, but you are offending other personalities, seeing them as different from you, if you consider their bellies as different from your bellies, then you are not treating them as yourself. And you should see that tamavajnyah kurute archa vidambanam. You are like, you are worshipping me in my form is like vidambanam. It's a pittance. If you are avajnyah, if you are not seeing my presence in every living entity's heart. So like that, like he, 6-7 verses he elaborates that how you should, if you are hitva, if you are giving the other living entities, if you are doing avajna, if you are not caring for them, and if you are dvishataha, if you are hating other living entities, so like that he uses several phrases. If so, you are not actually pleasing, even though you are worshipping me. But in order to attain that state, you should worship me in my vigraha form. Then you should worship me so that you will be able to realize my presence in every living entity. So it's not a license that you should not worship the Lord, but you should continue to worship so that you will be able to realize my presence in every living entity's heart. So till that time you should worship, and you should continue to worship and develop that love towards all living entities also. So that is the instruction given by Kapila also. So this is the stage, like we are worshipping the Lord, we are trying to develop love towards the Lord, and at the same time we are trying to develop love towards his devotees and friendly relationship towards all the living entities. This is what even ये ब्राह्मण एक एक फ्लोरिस्ट एक फ्लावर वन पर्सन हु इज सेलिंग फ्लावर्स. व्हेन कृष्णा कम्स ही नाइसली डेकोरेट्स हिम इन व्हेन ही एंटर्स मथुरा. सो दैट टाइम कृष्णा वॉज वेरी मच प्लीज एंड ही आस्ड ए बेनिडिक्शन. सो दैट्स वॉट ही ऑल्सो आस्ड. आई वॉन्ट लव टुवर्ड्स यू. आई वॉन्ट असोसिएशन ऑफ युअर डिवोटीज एंड लव टुवर्ड्स युअर डिवोटीज एंड ऑल्सो फ्रेंडली रिलेशनशिप विथ ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज. सो दैट्स वॉट वी नीड टू कल्टिवेट. सो दैट्स वॉट लॉर्ड इज वेरी मच प्लीज विथ दैट. And that's why he's saying, Lord is saying that anyone who ever remembers you, they will also become friendly with their brothers as well as all other living entities. So even these prachetas, they are so united that Lord, while offering benediction, he says that there is one girl who is a daughter of trees. That girl will marry you. You can marry that girl. So means you are so united that one girl, you are of one nature, one girl is not married to many multiple people, but prachetas, you can marry this girl because you are all of similar nature, like that he says. Even Yudhishthir also later on, when he was Draupadi, he was supposed to marry to all the Pandavas due to the words of Kunti Devi. So that time also Yudhishthir says that even our previously ancestors, these prachetas are example. This is not like we are unique. Previously also these prachetas married only one girl. So he cites example of prachetas. So this is also like, because they are also friendly, Lord is even suggesting that you can marry that girl. And so in this way, Lord, he has mentioned that you will enjoy this kingdom for several years and you will perform devotional service to me. And after that, after performing devotional service, finally, you renounce your kingdom and attain to my world. So like that, Lord benedicted them. So that's what exactly happened to prachetas. They have taken to devotional service. They came out of after the Lord disappeared. They came, and even prachetas' prayers also. If you see, like varam vrini, you ask me some benediction, like that prachetas have mentioned. So what benediction they asked? They told that, O Lord, we are traveling in this material world. And you are asking some benediction. So we don't want any other material benediction. The only benediction that we want is association of your devotees, so that there in that association we will have Krishna Kada. And by that, wherever they are not even asking for liberation. We want to associate with your devotees, and by that we will hear Krishna Kada and develop love for you. So that is our only aspiration. And they cite that example, because we have attained the association of Lord Shiva, and by his association we practiced this tapasya, and finally we attained darshan of you. So they are appreciating Lord Shiva, and so they asked for that association. And after that they married that girl as suggested by the Lord. And they ruled for 10,000 years, many years. And finally they have given up that kingdom. And again they came to forest to practice devotional service again. So here in this slokas, they are practicing very seriously. And now Narada Muni has appeared. So Narada Muni, so they have prayed to the Lord for the association of devotees. And Narada Muni is also appeared. So Narada Muni's association also they are getting now. So again, Narada Muni, they request that previously we have received many instructions from Shiva and Vishnu, but because we are so much attached to family affairs, we forgot all those instructions. So you again please instruct. So that's when Narada Muni, from next shlokas onwards, he starts instructing those wonderful instructions. In these instructions of Narada Muni, famous shlokas like Yata Taror Mula Nishechanena, just by pouring water into the root, all the branches, they are all nourished. So similarly, by worshipping Vishnu, all other living entities, all our devatas, they are all worshipped. So like that wonderful instructions he gave. So in this purport, again, Prabhupada is writing that because they are, Prachatas are saying, because we are too much attached to family affairs, we forget the instructions. Prabhupada is saying that one should enjoy senses as much, like one should know that sense enjoyment is, one should accept the sense gratification only as much as required. One should not be one should maintain, only for maintaining body and soul together one should accept. Otherwise, one should not be so much attached to them. Anasaktasya vishayan yataharam upayunjata. One should not be attached to sense object, but should accept sense enjoyment as much as required and no more. So, in this instruction, again, we can reflect that accepting sense objects in Krishna consciousness, we don't completely deny, but we accept as much as required. So that balance, that we need to learn how to balance, how to accept the appropriate amount, not for sense gratification, but for maintaining our body. So that's what even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he is writing essays on Atyahara Prayasascha, so there he also elaborate on this point in Atyahara section. So Atyahara means not only for eating, it applies to all other senses also. And he says that one should not, material enjoyment is actually compulsory for every living entity. Without enjoying sense objects, the living entity cannot survive. But living entity, he should know how he can apply. So that's where he quotes the shloka from the Gita that one should balance. Nati ashnatastu yogosti nachaikanta manashnata. If one eats too much, he will not have yoga. And if he doesn't eat much, then also he will not have yoga. Nachati svapna shilasya jagruto naiva. If he sleeps too much, he will not have yoga. If he sleeps very less also, he will not have yoga. So there should be always balance between how much one day-to-day life one is managing. So therefore, Rupa Goswami has given this verse. Anasaktasya vishayan yataharam upayunjata nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya muchyate. One should not have attachment to those objects, but one should utilize them in relation to Krishna. So then only that is called as yukta vairagya. But on the other hand, if one thinking that if one is not seeing connection of the objects with Krishna and renouncing, that is called as phalgu vairagya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is mentioning that if one accepts sense objects in the spirit of enjoyment, that is atyahara. That means sense objects are there. If we are accepting for our own enjoyment, that is atyahara. But if we accept sense object as the mercy of the Lord, so then, and that also as much as required, and that is favorable for devotional service. That is not atyahara. That means if prasad has come, so if we take prasad as the mercy of the Lord, and if we are taking as much as required for our body appropriately, in appropriate way, so that is actually yukta vairagya. Mahaprabhu order is to accept sense objects without attachment and chant Krishna's name. So therefore, one should be very careful in accepting sense gratification. Don't endeavor for palatable foodstuffs and fine clothes, and accept the sanctified Bhagavat Prasad that is easily obtainable. That is the devotee's lifestyle. Whatever is required, take only that. Taking more or less will not yield auspicious results. So in that way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also giving his instructions to accepting what is required and not accepting more than things. In this way, all these things one can practice. So prachetas, we have seen that how prachetas, they are instructed by the Lord. Lord himself was pleased with their friendly relationships. So we should also try to cultivate that friendly relationship with other devotees and not envy other devotees, and pray for everyone's well-being, pray for everyone's advancement in devotional service. And they asked for the association of devotees, and they attained Narada Muni's association, and finally you've seen how senses one should be engaged according to as much as required, not more than that, and accept them as Bhagavat's prasad, not for our own sense enjoyment. So these are the lessons we can learn from here. I will stop here. So I'll end here. Nandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Anyone wants to?